Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anastasia.
Good morning, darling man.
Good morning, Melvin. Hey, do you know Milo, the drink?
Yes. Milo the drink. Oh, Milo, my God, yes, I grew up on that crap.
Turning 80.
You're kidding.
Nuts. 80 years old.
Did you used to drink it like crazy? I just used to put my spoon in there and go for it like crazy.
I eat the whole can
in one hit. So yummy, wasn't it?
And then you'd sneeze and it would come out of your nose. But it's turning 80 years old.
Is it still on the shelves?
Yeah, it was invented in Sydney during the Depression in the 1930s.
Oh, God, no wonder it was invented during Depression. That would have gotten people out of depression, all right?
But to help ensure that children received enough nutrients.
Oh, you're kidding
from
me.
From their daily diet, yeah. And it's still produced in the factory in Smithtown that it was first produced in.
Wow.
On the mid-north coast of New South Wales.
Did you used to watch Romper Room?
I did. What's that got to do with Milo?
I just had a visual of you in your little nappies watching Romper Room with milk on your beard.
But it never dissolved in the milk.
The Milo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, it didn't, did it?
It never dissolved in the milk.
I don't drink. I never, ever liked milk when I was little anyway, so I just get it out of the can straight away with my spoon.
Oh, yum.
Cut to the chase.
Oh, the whole can.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about sexual harassment and sexual assault, especially in the wake of Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein. Hollywood's going crazy.
It's all going
coming out. Louis C.K., which is one of a really hilarious comedian, he's coming. It's all bloody coming out. It's insane, right? And I thought, how about our community? How about our gay community? And have you ever felt that you've been sexually harassed in our community? And I was reading this article, and this article says, sexuality and sexual expression are huge parts of our gay culture, and many of the spaces gay men create for themselves are hyper-sexualised, which I agree. Advertisements for gay nightlife or events frequently feature hot dudes in states of undress and in the clubs, muscle-clad go-go boys dance on the bar for our entertainment. And if there isn't a chance we might get laid, you can almost guarantee many of us won't be going, right? So, however, these spaces do and should represent more than just lust and sex. They are sanctuaries of our culture. In the heterosexual-dominated spaces of the outside world, we might be subjected to bigotry for expressing our sexuality. Gay bars and gay venues offer a safe environment to celebrate our sexuality free of judgment. Yet as we've built fences to protect us from the hatred of the outside world, we've forgotten the need to protect the people inside of it as well. And I was just thinking about you as a gay man, how do you feel?
It's as you were reading that article, I was thinking about our venues and what it's been like growing up gay, and I thought, you know what? I think that there absolutely is a difference because everything is sexualized, but it's also accepted that it's sexualized as well.
Yeah.
So as I've come out, and I'm only speaking for me, not for everyone. People will grope you and grab you or touch you or make comments about you, and it's sort of considered okay. And a lot of people dismiss it as, oh, you know, you're a man, you should be used to that. Or hang on, he just grabbed you on the pecs, just calm down.
Especially with
Or the other common one is, you're at a gay bar, oh, it comes with the territory.
Yes.
And so we've sort of normalised it that sort of behaviour is okay.
Mm.
But as you're reading, I suppose, I don't know, in the heterosexual world it may not be okay.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. If someone says, so I get comments, they say, oh, why haven't you got big guns? But imagine if I was running around going to women, oh, you got big tits.
Yeah,
you'd be offended.
Yeah, or especially if they're touching you, going, oh, whatever.
And I'm not offended by it, but it's...
But have you felt like that in certain venues where you are being hypersexualised and uncomfortable?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been certain venues where people do go too far, but I've always, had the ability to say no, stop it, I don't want you touching me there.
Yeah.
But what I have noticed is some people don't take no for an answer and then they keep doing it. And that's when you have to become a little bit more assertive.
And that's when I think there's blurred lines, isn't there? Well, come on, you're at the venue. We've all got our tops off, come on.
Yeah. But then again, dancing with your top off is part of being a gay man as well. Some people people do it, some people don't do it.
Yeah.
So there is a definite line between the two. And, I reckon that's a hard one.
It is, isn't it? We wanted your views on 047 Joy 949. And we got one from some anonymous saying, growing up in a heterosexual dominated world taught us that men are expected to behave a certain way, but also that men can't really be victims. So it probably is a lot more difficult to talk about sexual assault within the gay community. Boys will be boys kind of attitude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and Andrea also said, growing up intersex, she was assigned male at birth, and when she started developing breasts, people were grabbing them and squeezing them.
Yeah.
And she didn't think it was okay.
Yeah,
but
and that is
everyone else
assault.
Thought it was okay.
There you go.
So it is, isn't it?
Absolutely, like casually, yeah, we're a bit too casual about it, I guess. Joy 94.9 would like to congratulate our presenters Fiona, Bree, Rachel, Susanna and Rebecca for our sports program Chicks Talking Footy on winning the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia's Award for Excellence in Sports Broadcasting for 2017. The team has been right behind the AFLW League from day one, and their passion and dedication is reflected in the program they present on a weekly basis. Congratulations, team, for your winning performance in promoting women's sport in Australia and for the quality program you produce for Joy. Chicks Talking Footy returns in 2018. For now, visit their podcast via joy.org.au/chickstalkingfooty or subscribe via iTunes. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station. How great is it, Chicks Talking Footy, though? Like, what? You can't get a better program than that.
No, it's fair. I noticed you were smiling when you were reading that.
Yes.
Do you remember when you read it last week?
Yeah, I do.
Have a listen.
Visit their podcast via joy.org.au/chicks. I can't believe I was going to say Chicks Talking Footy.
So you got it right that time.
Totally.
Don't you hate it when you stuff something up?
I do all the time.
And you don't say that. I invited someone to dinner last week and you had the autocorrect.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Text.
Autocorrect gets you into a lot of trouble, buddy.
So I said, I'm heading out for dinner at 6. Would you like to come? And I said, you're welcome to inflate Mark and bring him too. Instead of invite, it auto-corrected
God,
it.
That is hilarious.
So it sounds like his blow-up boyfriend.
Does he have a blow-up boyfriend though?
He might.
Yeah.
He might have actually. Hey, you can get pasta now.
Yes. Can you?
Yeah. You get pasta. You pay $154 a pack.
Right.
$154
I thought you could get pasta anyway, though, Warren.
No, you can get it here, but for $154, this is Dolce & Gabbana pasta.
Oh, are you kidding, mate?
No.
What does it smell like? Is it perfumed pasta?
Maybe it is perfumed. I have no idea. They've partnered with a pasta company for a limited edition of, you guessed it, pasta in pretty packaging.
Can you imagine the pretentious twats that would be buying it
and
inviting you over for dinner? Oh, darling, how gorgeous is this Dolce & Gabbana? Knock it.
And it's going to set you back, it's €99 or about $154 bucks. You might want to know what's so unique about this pasta. Nothing, just the packaging.
You're kidding.
It's just the packaging.
Wow.
So the company said it's just their normal pasta, but it's packed with illustrations by...
That's lovely.
D&G's signature bold style with a cartoon of a family eating pasta.
You know what the sad thing is? It'll fly off the shelves for Christmas. All these pretentious twats will be like, oh, darling, look what I got for my Christmas at Dolce & Gabbana pasta. Would you like to come over?
And since when do you put the packet of pasta, the empty packet, on the table so everyone can see what it is? But you do get a D&G apron.
Oh, that's lovely of them.
So, it's not looking so bad.
Yeah.
So there you go, $154 for some pasta.
If I brought you that for Christmas, would you be honest with me and say, are you for real?
Yeah, I'd be offended.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what?
Yeah, totally.
You wasted $154 on a packet of pasta I could have got for $3 or something?
Exactly.
Nah, not at all. I wouldn't be impressed. Would you?
Hello? It's not even fresh pasta! If it's in a packet, it's not even fresh.
It's dry.
Are you for real?
Celeste, if you had to go back to school now and there was something that you wish you had been taught that you weren't, what would it be?
How to deal with social media.
That's a good one.
That's such a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if they do teach that now.
I feel like they don't. But we use it all the time, like even at uni, with such a big part of the course. But
yeah,
we should be taught about
it. Really, really good subject. Absolutely.
What about you, Anastasia?
How to deal with a-holes. Basically.
Yeah.
You know, before you diagnose yourself with depression and anxiety, look at the people that you're hanging around with.
Yeah.
So how to deal with bullies, basically.
Yep.
And not very kind, compassionate people.
That's a good one. I would go, I reckon relationships for me.
Yeah. So and particularly goes same, under the umbrella of same, holes.
Same-sex relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
Because there was nothing geared towards us.
Yeah.
Nothing. Even the sex education. It was all about reproduction. Zilch. And yeah. that would have been good to know.
Absolutely.
What do you do when you've got a guy in your bed?
Yeah. You just look at him.
You just look at him.
Yeah.
So if you've got any ideas of what you wish you'd been taught,
yes.
let us know. What would have been
did
handy?
Did you like school?
Yeah, I like school.
So did you feel like you were really getting into your creative juices? Do you think that the subjects encourage your creativity?
No.
See, I think school killed my creativity.
Yeah.
Needed a broader curriculum.
Oh, you know absolutely. I mean? I think it was very
limited. And enticing teachers.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Inspiring
yeah,
teachers.
Yeah, the kindergarten teachers got it right. But all these stiff necks going, okay, 1 + 2 = 3.
There's some good
you
ones.
You know, give me some enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It killed my creativity completely. I blame the teachers. I blame the school system.
The school system.
Absolutely. I'm sure it's changed now, and I hope it has. But I think it certainly killed my creativity.
Yeah, I had a running...
And it's not tailored for everybody. It's tailored for specific nerd alerts, like yourself.
I clashed with a few teachers. I used to get really annoyed at the noisy kids in school that would just distract the
class. See, I was the noisy
Shut
kid.
Up, for God's sake.
I was the noisy kid.
But I'd tell the teachers off and say, you should be disciplining them.
Yeah.
And then I'd get disciplined for telling them off.
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, what's
You're
going
like
on
my
here?
My sister was that kid that would get really upset when kids were noisy.
I'd be annoyed. I'd
Whereas I was a noisy kid that was bored, shitless, going, get me out of here.
I would have hated you. I would have said, you need to remove her from the classroom.
What did you like about it? Why were you so
Because it was
enthralled?
Interfering with my...
But what were you learning? What was the subject?
I was learning, so I don't know. I can't remember what it was.
Exactly. Boring. You can't even remember it. We would have had fights at school.
Probably.
Boring.
We're got a few messages in. Jeff says that self-care is important. Would have liked to have learned that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Katie said there's different forms of sexuality. That's a good one.
Yes.
We weren't taught anything about that at all.
Mm.
And Mary says you shouldn't ignore pain when you're exercising.
That's very, very, it's true.
Yeah.
It's a good one, Mary. Hey, we got another message in on 0427JOY949 by Nurse James. He says, I wish I'd been taught good mental health strategies, that my thoughts control my feelings, not the other way around, and healthy ways to change my thinking. Good news is kids are being taught this now. That's wonderful. Yeah, absolutely. There was nothing on mental health back then.
No.
I just felt like it was all about discipline, discipline. You must.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? There was nothing on these sorts of life skills whatsoever.
Exactly.
So if you got, I wanted to know about relationships and sex, because that would have been handy.
Just the way you said it
would have been handy.
Yeah, it would have been handy because you wouldn't have known what to do.
I don't know what to do.
How did you know what to do if no one taught you? Because your parents obviously didn't sit you down and go, "Now, was I? This is what happens with the birds and the bees. The birds come out." And the bees run for their life.
I just discovered it the hard way.
Yeah, me too. So we did get some messages in on 0427JOY949. I also wish other people were taught how to drive properly. Oh, my God, this is such a good one. Don't enter a traffic light intersection of you, can't leave it, and you're going to block it.
I hate it when that happens, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can see the traffic banking up and they're just going, and you wish you could just...
I think I'm one of those annoying drivers.
That you just block the intersection.
I'm a really annoying driver.
But then do you panic and try and get
I always
out of the
panic.
Way?
I'm always forever saying sorry. Another one here. Morning, guys. I wish they had teach me at school how to stay awake. I was always falling asleep and getting blackboard dusters thrown at me. How I loved those days. Andy, I was the same. I always was falling asleep. I was bored to the bone.
Bored to the bone?
Yeah.
You know, I remember at school there was a teacher and she had a box full of, you know, those compasses in mathematics with the sharp pointy needle at the end so you can draw circles and things.
Yes, I used to love doing that. I used to love doing the circles.
Well, it was
where it stopped.
She had a box. It was two boxes. One they were chalk boxes, with all the chalk in it.
Yep.
And she'd often pick the box up and throw it at the class and go, oh, and she was really quite violent. Mm. One day she picked up the box full of the compasses.
Oh, my God.
And she threw them at it and all these compasses with spikes went flying into
that
us.
That is hilarious.
It was awful.
Well, it's hilarious.
Someone got
not.
One stabbed into their arm.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible.
You wouldn't get away with that.
She got away with it, though. We all got into trouble for being naughty and noisy.
Yeah. Do you know what? I just had a flashback as you were talking. I remember being, I think it would have been grade prep or one, and the teacher asked us all to write on a little piece of paper what we would like for Christmas, right? and we would get it. So she promised us that we would get it. We would just have to write out just one wish we had to write on this little piece of paper.
Right.
And I think I wrote something like $1 million or something, right?
Did you get it?
No, I didn't get it, but I remember I was furious because I was so excited. I couldn't believe that I would get it from Santa, and it never happened.
Aww.
What a ridiculous teacher. How dare she put all that hope.
Didn't she set some expectations about what was realistic and what wasn't realistic?
No, not at all. I'm not making this up. Trust me. It was shocking.
Oh, that's terrible.
You don't do that to a six-year-old. Here I was thinking I'm going to get $1 million.
Wouldn't you love to go back,
talk
to them and say, hey.
To our teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one particular one, Miss Tongue, her name was.
Miss Tongue?
Yeah. Love to give her a tongue and if you know what I mean.
Here's the millennial story of the year.
Yes.
Student.
Right.
Her friend gave her a hot water bottle.
Yeah. Why? And, oh, she was in pain, probably stomach cramps.
Yeah, but she texted him, okay, because she wanted to know why isn't the water heating up on its own. So she filled the hot water bottle with cold water. She filled the hot water bottle with cold water.
She probably ditched school like I did.
And then she's an advertising student. And she messaged her flatmate and to ask her, why is the new hot water bottle not working?
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's gone all over Twitter, actually. Have you ever had a problem with a hot water bottle?
I've never had to use one, ever.
Ever?
No.
I burned someone once
with one. What did you do with it?
The lid, I think it was rotten or something. I don't know, maybe it was old, but the lid didn't seal properly.
Oh, no, so you burnt the person.
They didn't actually burn because they put it under a blanket and then they laid down on it and it burst.
That's terrible. Yeah. I would have dumped your ass.
But I did. But it didn't burn them. What didn't put boiling hot water in? Lucky.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Can you imagine if I had?
Yeah, it would have been terrible.
But would you think they'd heat themselves up by themselves if you just bought one?
Do you know what? Can I be honest? I probably would. I'm really dopey like that.
So you'd put cold water in?
Yeah, I probably would.
It's not heating up. Electric blanket.
I mean,
might
remember
be safer
you had to
you.
Point out to me the difference between gas and electricity with my heater. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's
that
right. You were complaining about your electricity bill, and I said,
you asked me about my heater, and you said, "Is it gas or electricity?" And I said, "Oh, I'm not sure." And then
you said, what's the difference between gas and electricity? How do I know the difference? I said, well, one's got a flame. What was it in the end? It was gas.
I can't remember, but all I know is it was such a frozen brain moment. It was hilarious that you actually took it seriously and explained it to me. We've been talking about if you could do school all over again, what kind of subjects would you reintroduce, okay? And you keep banging on, Warren, what would they be, same-sex marriage?
No.
No?
I wanted to talk about relationships.
Relationships, okay.
I would like to have been
really
taught about that.
Not, yeah.
And, and
sex. You keep going on about the whole sex.
Yeah,
sex.
Because it was all...
Let's unpack this for a little bit. Did you not know what you were doing when you had your first encounter? Like,
no.
Like, you didn't watch TV or any films to come
No,
to
I didn't know what to do.
So can you talk us through it?
Well,
how did you?
Education in schools is all geared towards reproduction.
It is, isn't it? Oh, my God, it is too.
And a certain, you do something. And, I mean, it's different.
They miss that bit, though, don't they? They don't tell you got to do that to get to the other bit. They just give you little pictures of semen, twirling around.
Yeah, and when there's two guys in bed, kind of.
Oh, my God, that would have been so
confusing. There's other complications involved as well.
I hope you didn't think you were going to get pregnant.
No.
Two guys, you know what I mean? But, yeah, if you weren't taught, how would you know?
How do you know this sort of stuff? So it was, I mean.
How did you get through it, though?
I just got through it. I'm so glad the news is coming up next.
Know.
It's news time. That's it for us.
Okay, but we're back on Thursday, which is exciting.
We're back on Thursday. See you on Thursday, 6:30.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9. This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.